and over the desk, wrapping his right hand around the fallen angel's throat, driving him backward.
"Fucking sheriff him!"
Eddie gurgled as Remy slammed him against the wall, catching his wrist with his free hand before the fallen could use the dull black blade. Remy could sense evil coming off the knife in waves. A blade like that in the right hands could do a lot of damage, but he doubted that Eddie was anything more than a common thug in the denizen hierarchy, a parasite feeding off the sadness of the world.
"So much for redemption, eh, Eddie?"
"I'll take your eyes, too,"
he hissed, froth spewing from his angry mouth.
"Is that any way for someone looking for God's forgiveness to talk?"
Remy asked, allowing the holy fire of the seraphim within himself a chance to flow through his body, igniting the hand that held Eddie's black blade at bay. Remy's true nature clawed at its internal confines, yearning to be released, desperate for him to shed his mask of humanity. Since he had averted the apocalypse just a few short months ago, this power he had worked so hard to suppress had become far too easy to set free. He fought the urge to let the power of heaven burn away his human guise and assert its full potential. He had to wonder if there would ever come a day when he was no longer strong enough to hold it back, when he would be too weak to be human anymore. Eddie's scream and the sound of the knife blade clattering to the floor pulled Remy from his troubling thoughts. The stink of burning flesh wafted into his nostrils as he pulled back on the power, his angelic nature momentarily struggling as he exerted his full control. Remy released the denizen, and he fell to the floor, clutching at his injured hand.
"What did you do to him?"
he asked the former angel, glancing quickly to the cooler, struggling to control his anger. Eddie cowered on the floor, holding his blackened appendage close, flecks of burned flesh raining down to litter the floor like blighted snow. The fallen slowly lifted his face, and Remy saw both pain and fear in his eyes. Remy pointed at the cooler still resting on the desk.
"Don't make me ask you again."
He gave himself freely," Eddie stammered.
Remy was amazed. Though he was faced with the threat of further pain, the lies still flowed from this denizen's mouth. It was typical of their kind, the time spent in hell shaping them into things of deception. His angelic nature surged forward like a pit bull testing the strength of its chain. Remy reached down, grabbed Eddie by the front of his leather jacket, and yanked him to his feet.
"Where is he?"
Eddie's eyes shifted suddenly to the right, his fear becoming something else.
Anticipation?
And then Remy sensed that they were no longer alone. Still gripping the fallen angel by the front of his jacket, he spun him around as two more denizens emerged from the shadows of the warehouse, guns in hand. Eddie didn't even have time to protest before the bullets punched into his body. Tossing his denizen shield aside, Remy darted for the cover of some crates stacked in the corner of the large open space. More bullets ricocheted off the concrete floor around him, while others burrowed deep into the wood of his cover. The fury of his seraphim nature roiled to be loosed, and he tried to ignore it. It would be so simple to set it free, to burn away the skin of humanity that he had worked so hard to maintain, leaving only the soldier of heaven to deal with the foul betrayers of God's trust. So easy not to be human anymore, to no longer feel the agony of his loss.
"Madeline is dead."
It happened at the most peculiar times, taking a shower, grocery shopping, walking the dog, trying not to be shot. It was always there, eager to remind him just how much it hurt to lose the love of his life, making him relive the most painful experience of his existence. Three more shots brought him back to reality, allowing him to forget the gnawing pain in his heart for now. He could hear them moving closer.
Where was his backup?
He looked around his hiding place for something to use as a weapon and found an old crowbar beneath an oil-stained tarp. Remy hefted the heavy piece of metal in his hand. It wasn't as deadly as a gun, but it would do in a pinch. And this was most certainly that. Holding the crowbar ready, he listened for the sounds of his attackers, but they had gone strangely silent. Carefully, Remy peered out from behind the crates to see a lone figure standing in the center of the open room, two unmoving bodies at his feet.
"Where the hell have you been?"
Remy asked Francis as he stepped out from his hiding place.
"Sorry,"
his friend replied, cleaning the blood from a fierce-looking blade with a white handkerchief.
"I ran into a few of their buddies outside having a smoke. Always said that smoking was dangerous."
The bodies of the two fallen angels had already